What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled "Insider Information: Trump Will Win the Election." So I'm out here at an event. Already made like $100 in like an hour and a half. It's one of those brewery where people come and drink. They don't serve food. That's our job. So hopefully, when they come out later on in an hour or two, we make another $100-$150. If we make like $200 at an event, especially if it's local and we're not being charged anything, I'm good. So yeah, I'm good. We own the truck now. So yeah, if we're making $200 a day or $6,000 a month, I'm good. The money I'm gonna do with this truck, I'm really trying to save this money up so I can open a place in Colombia, but it has to be a fuck you location, like in a mall or a busy place. Because like I said in my past videos, guys, location is the most important thing out there. I would rather have a fuck you location with mediocre food than have awesome food with a mediocre location. So let's get back into this video. Insider information: Trump is gonna win the elections. So as you guys know, when I went to Ukraine, I met a U.S. black ops in Ukraine. He also was commanding Nazi officers, believe it or not. Personally, I like Nazis. They hate niggers. They hate Jews. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And this guy was legit U.S. black ops. Now, I'm not gonna go into much detail about him. I got a WhatsApp message from him recently saying that he's gonna go to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, in the summer. So, as you guys know, Israel attacked Iraq, Iran the other day. It was a nothing burger. Guys, at the end of the day, Saudi Arabia, Iran, America, Russia, all these countries are in on it, dudes, okay? They're all in on it. Like TFM said, Trump is going to simply get white Americans into the military, then he's gonna send you all off to die in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. Guys, you need to understand, what happened to the Ukrainians, what's happening to the Palestinians, will happen to us. Ukrainian men are extinct now because the Jews took them all and had them go fight in the middle of nowhere and had Putin literally steamroll over them. The Gazans are being genocided, they're being murdered, they're being starved, and like Redacted said, the CIA is actually running concentration camps in Palestine. All this technology, all these concentration camps, that's gonna happen here in America, dudes. And it's gonna happen under Trump. You guys have about half a year to get the fuck out of America. Now you guys understand why I wanna get out of America, okay? We have half a year to get out of America before we end up becoming like Ukraine, we end up becoming like Palestine, okay? Men are gonna die, and those who are unfortunate enough to survive, they're gonna be rounded up and put into concentration camps. This is what the Jews want to do to us. Guys, according to the Islamic religion, you either exterminate the Jews or the Jews exterminate you. Right now, the Jews are doing their job by exterminating you. The $1 trillion question is, are you doing your job to exterminate the Jews? Okay? Islam tells us that the extermination of the Jews is gonna be so amazing that the tree is gonna talk and say, "Hey, faithful of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him." Our tree is gonna talk? Hell no. This is Islam's way of telling us that when the time comes, people are going to be exterminating Jews left and right, out, you know, upside down side, all day, every day. Now, just so we can be sure, am I talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business, reads the Torah, and, you know, works at the deli down the corner? No, I'm talking about the Zionist Jews, the Netanyahu, the Susan Wojcicki's, you know, the people who are really responsible for everything wrong and bad in this world, not the average Jew who's minding their own goddamn business, okay, guys? So, from now until the extermination of the Jews, two things you have to understand. Number one, a lot of people out there, they've got to die. Not necessarily because they're bad people, it's just that they're not worthy of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the world to come in Hebrew, okay? Now, Olam Haba is going to be under the command of the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you guys out there who don't know any better. So, when Jesus comes back, guys, he's not going to do the shit he did 2,000 years ago, okay? Jesus is not going to walk around and be like, hey, I'm the Messiah, hey, he ain't going to do that. When Jesus comes back, he's going to take the reins from the Mahdi. For those of you who don't know, the Mahdi in Islam, it means the guided one. There's going to be a Muslim, a follower of Muhammad in this time, who's going to be the Mahdi. He's going to be the guy who's going to lead us all to victory. I'm going to put the camera down for a second because I don't want people to think I'm like filming shit, you know. Let them walk out, you know. Let the normies walk on out, okay, guys? Come on, dude. Move it. Don't make me pause the camera, man. Oh, great. Some Karen is like, they're not looking at me, but, no, they're moving. Okay, they're moving. Come on, bitch. Come on, fat ass. Move it. I think I got a customer. Hey. Yeah, I'm outside a brewery, guys, so I'm just sitting here seeing if we're gonna have any customers coming out. Like I said, they're all inside getting drunk. So, you know, once they get intoxicated, they'll probably come on out here. So, I'm bored. I haven't had a customer in like an hour, so I figured I might as well do a video while I'm bored, you know. If somebody comes up on me, I'll just hit the pause button. But anyway, so going back to what I was saying, guys, is that let me get some coffee in me. So two things are gonna happen that Islam tells us are going to happen. Number one, the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious. Number two, that women are going to be led by 50 women are going to be led by one man. Okay, so women's rights are effectively going to be taken away. So what you guys have to do is exterminate Jews and take away women's rights. Okay, maybe not right now, but eventually. I'm not telling you this, okay? Islam is telling you that you have to exterminate Jews and you have to take away women's rights, okay? Again, that ain't gonna happen right now. But ultimately, that's what needs to happen. Now, until then, okay? Until then, two things. Number one, a lot of people must be exterminated because they're not worthy of the world under the Son of Mary. Number two, the Mahdi, who is the guided one in Islam, he is going to lead us to that glorious time under the command of the Son of Mary. Well, you guys need to understand, when the Son of Mary comes back, like I said, he's not going to do the shit he did 2,000 years ago, walking around town, you know, spreading the message. Literally, Jesus is going to take the command from the Mahdi. So the Mahdi is going to be the one who's going to lead us through this tumultuous time up until the return of the Son of Mary. And by the return of the Son of Mary, millions, if not billions of people are going to die simply because they are not worthy of the world to come. Now, you guys might be asking, who the hell is the Mahdi? Guys, the Mahdi is not a supernatural being. The Mahdi is not a prophet of God. The Mahdi is just a regular old dude who has the moral backbone, fortitude, and brain power to say, fuck it, somebody, not me, guess what? That's gonna be me. Like TFM says, our problem is somebody, not me, do something. Well, guess what? That somebody, not you, is gonna be the Mahdi. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Bills who are too low IQ to understand first time around. The Mahdi is gonna be that somebody. Like TFM said, somebody, not me, do something. The Mahdi is gonna be that somebody. And again, the Mahdi is not a prophet of God. He's not a supernatural being. In other words, he's not gonna walk on water. He's not gonna fly like Superman. He's simply gonna be somebody who's gonna say, that somebody, not me, is me. And he's gonna start leading us toward victory. And this is why the CIA is so desperate, giving us Andrew Tate, Sneeko, Fresh and Fit, fucking what's her name, that big ass girl who I think is a tranny faggot, what's her name, I forgot what her name is. Oh great, there goes Care. Now she's walking away minding her own damn business. So Pearly Things, yeah, that's a bitch's name dude. That's a bitch's name, Pearly Things. I think that bitch is a tranny faggot. And you guys have to ask yourself a question, okay? Other than lining up their pockets, what did Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, and Sneeko, Dan Bilzerian, Pearly Things, what did any of these CIA assets do? Did they build a platform that allows people to have the freedom of speech? Nope. Did they change any laws? Nope. Did they start a political party? Nope. What did they do? All they did was simply water down MGTOW points and just mislead Goyim, who should have been MGTOW. Like TFM said in his last live stream, these people who are now discovering the red pill, they're about 13 years behind MGTOW. Like, we're like fucking, we're like PhDs, okay? MGTOW is PhD in thoughtology, okay, guys? These guys who are coming into the red pill, they're like fucking freshmen in high school, okay? We, you know, me, hey, girl customer. Sorry about that, guys. That was the owner of the brewery we're at. They're very, very happy with our food. They just want us to come back here more and more often because, you know, all the people here in small town USA who own food trucks, they're all fucking Mexicans and shit like that, you know. We're the only really gourmet food truck in town, and everybody loves shawarma. Everybody loves euros. Everybody... Ooh, even I love our food, man. That's why I gained 20 pounds by being on this truck. Anyways, going back to what I was telling you guys, is that the two things is that, one, a lot of people have to die because not because they're bad, but simply because they're not worthy of Ulama Ba, they're not worthy of the world to come under Jesus. And number two, the Mahdi, who's going to be a Muslim, he's going to be a follower of Muhammad. He's not a prophet, he's not some supernatural being. He's just a dude who's gonna be like, fuck this shit. You know, somebody, not me, he's gonna be that somebody, and he's gonna be the person who's gonna lead us to victory over the Jews and over the woman. So, you guys out there gotta understand, like TFM said, Trump win is going to simply be delivering American men to the slaughterhouse, okay? What's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Palestine will happen here. You guys gotta understand, according to Islam, okay, according to the Prophet Muhammad, you either exterminate the Jews or the Jews exterminate you. And again, when I say exterminate Jews, I'm not talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business, goes to the local synagogue, reads the Torah, owns a deli down the street, okay? I'm talking about the dirty Jews who are responsible for all this. Anyways, I got a customer, guys. All right, guys, I'm back. So, I actually served Hispanic customers right about now. And I actually been communicating with a lot of Spanish customers in Spanish. As you guys know, I go to Colombia a lot. So I'm picking up on the language. I actually been dealing with a lot of the Spanish people. I've been dealing with them in Spanish, you know. I greet them in Spanish and I tell them, you know, me aprender español un poquito. So they like it that, you know, at least I'm trying, not to mention because I look like them. So they think I'm probably one of them, but probably hasn't learned the language. And, you know, like I said, when I was in Cartagena, it was the Muslims who initially founded Latin America. Hence the reason why Hispanics look far more like me than they look like, you know, Coach Bitchpill. Then again, nobody really looks like Coach Bitchpill. Even Aborigines don't want his inferior genetic makeup. But this video is not about tranny faggots who suck dick at the local bus stop. Not bus stop. Well, he probably sucks dick at the local bus stop too while you're at it. I know he does. I know he sucks dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane. But he probably does a bus stop too. Why not, right? You know? Suck off a couple of homeless dudes at the end of the night or I don't know what he does. But anyway, guys, so going back to what I was telling you about this, about the video. Oh, another thing I'm thinking of doing, I'm thinking of putting the Colombian flag, Guatemalan flag on the truck. Of course, I'm going to put the American flag like center and then Colombian on one side, Guatemalan on the other side. And maybe putting the Mexican flag in there somewhere, you know, just to let the people know, hey, we are friendly toward the Hispanic community. The vast majority of food trucks here, guys, are Hispanic. So we're like the only gourmet food truck here. And Tacos al Pastor, for those of you guys who don't know, Tacos al Pastor, which is really popular in Latin America, is actually shawarma, okay? It was the Lebanese people who brought shawarma over to Latin America. And that's why it's called Tacos al Pastor, you know. Al Pastor means the shepherd. Because all the, well not all, but the vast majority of Lebanese people who migrated to Latin America, they were shepherds. So they would obviously slaughter their own sheep, their own cattle, and they would serve shawarma. And that later became known as Tacos al Pastor. So, yeah, just seeing customers go by, that's all. Smile and wave, guys, smile and wave. Anyway, so, yeah, it's probably gonna come to an end. After this video, I'm probably gonna take off for the night. After this video anyways, guys, I'm probably gonna take off for the night. So, yeah, guys, Trump will win. He will rally the American people and then he will do the ultimate con, okay? Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, Trump is the ultimate con man. And the ultimate con Trump is gonna pull is to serve young American men of fighting age to die for dirty Jews. So you guys watching this video have been warned. You have until July. Because I am telling you with insider information. Black ops are going to make it in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, in July. So from now until then, for the next half year, you guys better get to flee, okay? You guys need to understand, America will fall, okay? Iran is in on it, Russia is in on it, you know, when Israel attacked Iran a couple of days ago, even TFM was like, that was a nothing burger. Yeah, they're doing a tit for tat, that's what they're doing. Guys, this is all a theater, you know? I remember when I was playing those war video games back in the 90s, they would say Pacific Theater, Atlantic or European theater. And I'm like, theater? You mean Pacific front, European front? But they would use theater. Why? Because all this is theater, okay? All war to dirty Jews is theater. Yeah, sure, some people are getting genocided and shit like that, but at the end of the day, the Jews are doing just fine. At the end of the day, the Jews and their going minions like Trump and Cum Bucket Harris, at the end of the day, they're doing just fine. But according to Islam, the time will come when these people are literally gonna be exterminated, and it's gonna be so glorious that the trees are gonna say, hey, faithful of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him, okay? So from now until that glorious time when the Jews are gonna be exterminated, you guys out there need to A, get some sort of game plan going, preferably flee into another country, and B, probably just as important, when you see a follower of Muhammad, not Andrew Tate, not Dan Bilzerian, not some CIA asset, okay? When you see a follower of Muhammad coming out and openly declaring war on the Zionists and their Western counterparts, that's gonna be the Mahdi. That's gonna be the guy that you want to listen to and take part in what he's doing. It's not gonna be Andrew Tate, it's not gonna be Sneeko, it's not gonna be anybody out there who's gonna be supported by Zionist-controlled media, okay? The Mahdi, he's gonna be doing his own thing on his own time with his own tools, okay? Get that through your mind. The Mahdi is not gonna be supported by Jewish powers, okay? And when Andrew Tate became the most Googled man on the earth, how did that happen? Andrew Tate is a Zionist puppet. Fresh and Fit are Zionist puppets. Fucking Pearly Things, who again I think is a tranny faggot, is a Zionist puppet. The Mahdi is not going to be a Zionist puppet. So, at the end of the day, guys, this is October 27th, I believe. I don't know when the video is going to be up. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I just need to find time to upload this shit. So, this is a good week before the elections. So, you know, I'd have liked to think that Cum Bucket Harris will win, because that... Well, because the Prophet Muhammad said, no nation led by a woman will succeed. So that's why I initially thought that Cum Bucket Harris will win. But here's the thing. If Trump wins, at first, people are going to celebrate. And then they're going to finally realize that Trump was a con man and he was in on it all along. You see, in order for you guys out there to adhere to the Mahdi, you have to lose all hope in Western civilization. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are too low IQ to understand things the first time. In order for you to adhere to the Mahdi, you must lose all hope in Western civilization. Right now, Western civilization is putting its hope in Donald J. Trump. Once Donald Trump becomes president, you're all gonna celebrate. But within half a year, you're gonna find out that this guy is one of the biggest Zionists on the face of the planet, and he's more than happy to send you to the Middle East to die. Once you guys find that out, you're gonna lose all hope in Western civilization, and that's when the Mahdi will be out. And the thing you guys gotta understand about the Mahdi is not gonna claim to be the Mahdi. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Bills who are too low IQ to understand things the first time around. The Mahdi will not claim to be the Mahdi. He's just gonna be a follower of Muhammad, and like TFM said, somebody, not me, he's gonna be that somebody. So I'm telling you guys, and you guys have to understand, I was the first person in the world to say that the Jews are gonna take over Ukraine, okay? In fact, the man on the inside, he's the one who coined the term Lviv will become New Tel Aviv. I told you that in December of 2023. In fact, it might have been as early as the middle end of November, like almost a year ago. So I was the first person probably on the face of the planet outside of the Jews and their goy minions to publicly say that Ukraine is gonna be where the Jews are going to. And again, like the man on the inside on MGTOW TV said, Lviv will become New Tel Aviv. So you guys out there, Trump will win. You all will celebrate. He's gonna let you the fuck down. And then that's when the Mahdi will come out. And you guys need to understand, the Mahdi is gonna be some guy, not you, who's willing to stand up to the oppressive, tyrannical Western civilization and their Zionist masters, okay? And until the Jews are exterminated and women's rights are taken away, okay, a lot of people must die in that time frame. So right now, guys, right now, right here, Sabrun Jamil, patience is beautiful, okay? Make your getaway plan in case you have to flee. Minimize your interaction with the government as much as possible. And just keep your head on a swivel, like Hammerhand says. Keep your head down, mind your own damn business. Live a minimal lifestyle and just wait for the Mahdi to start making waves, probably within the next half year when things get really bad. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.